Thank you for tuning in to Rosie on the House. We appreciate every single call. Try and give you the best information on Arizona home ownership we can possibly give you. We do that to protect you. And we do it in a way, hopefully, that's entertained you. We do it to make Arizona a better state. I'm proud to say that we've actually had phone calls telling us we have run certain companies out of business, out of Arizona. And for those couple companies we've done that to, I am very proud of it. They were snakes. Listen, in my ongoing endeavor to make Arizona the best place on the planet to live, I've got to plug y'all in to a website. Look, we've got elections coming up, right? And Jennifer hates it when I get political, and I'm not going political. I'm going responsible. There is a website. Do you know if you want to vote in the primaries, you've only got about like 3 more weeks. I think July 28th is the last day to register, and the primaries are going to be August 26th. You've got to vote. Go to this website, azvotes.azcentral.com. You can actually plug in your address and zip code, and they will print you your ballot. Are you ever confused about which House district you're in or Senate district you're in? Do you get confused? Do you live close to the border of these districts and you see signs for all these different people and you're not sure who's yours and who's the neighbor's? Go print your ballot now. Keep it in your briefcase. Keep it in your clipboard. Keep it in your car. As you see signs, as you hear talking points, as you listen to the debates between the contestants and candidates, start scoring each person you're responsible for voting for. And then we can have an educated election. That shouldn't be too much to ask. Let's go back to home improvement.
Well, that window question at the last segment sure sparked a line of them, so let's get started. Okay. Jim and Gilbert, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you doing this morning?
Very good.
I've got some multi-pane windows, and I'm getting looks like steaming inside, some moisture condensing inside between the panes.
Uh-huh.
And it looks to me like the seal around the windows is gone. Is there somebody that repairs those seals, or do I have to get new windows?
Well, there is a company. And what market are you in? Where are you in Arizona?
Gilbert.
Okay. There is a company we've heard of. They are not Rosie certified, but we have recommended them a couple times, and they got some good results.
And the gentleman, one of the gentlemen that runs it, has worked for a Rosie certified company, so he knows the standards when they get a referral.
Now, the only problem is I can't remember their name.
Squeaky Clean.
That's why Romy comes every Saturday. Squeaky Clean. Now, I don't know their number. They're not in the Rosie certified network of contractors. But what has happened is when we put together insulated windows, dual pane windows, is we take two pieces of glass. To do it right, we need to space them apart from each other, at least a half inch, 5/8 of an inch is better. And then we put a seal strip between the glass, and then we create a vacuum inside that glass or inject an inert gas. Your seals have broken. Condensation gets inside that glass, and that's what you're seeing, the weeping, the crying, and the moisture buildup. That will create a mineral buildup eventually after a little bit of while, and that's what Squeaky Clean says they can get in there and clean the inside of those windows and reseal them.
For years, this didn't exist. You had to replace was your only option, yeah, or just live with the foggy windows,
yeah,
which who wants, you know, kind of defeats the purpose of having a window.
Yeah.
But it's a pretty neat process. I've seen a video on their site. They drill a little hole in the glass at the top and the bottom, and they blow air through it and dry it out. Then they blow this clear liquid that seals the inside up, and then they seal those little holes, and you can't even tell. But it's squeakycleanwindows.com, and right there you click on window restoration, and I mean exactly what we're talking about. They've got their process there, so it give it a shot.
It will be your windows have failed. If they're out of warranty and you can't go back to the manufacturer to get them repaired or replaced under warranty, this is going to be your most cost-effective way to handling. The next option is glass replacement.
Yeah, at least get a price for it so you know what your options are.
There you go.
David in Tucson with a window frame question. Okay. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, how are we doing today?
Super fantastic. How are you, Dave?
I'm great, great. Enjoying the nice weather down here. So
there you go.
I've got to replace my windows, okay? And I know you're not a big fan of vinyl. I'm not considering metal at all, or aluminum, I should say. So I'm looking at a composite here in town. And then I've also looked at a fiberglass product as well. The composite seems to outweigh the benefits of the fiberglass. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, windows are a pretty major investment. And if I'm going to go to a composite window, I'm going to want to go to a composite window that a manufacturer has had the backing and the reputation for the research and the development and the history of staying in business for long, long times. I can tell you, for my money, it's very, very hard to beat the fiberglass product that Pella puts out. And if you're a regular listener to the show, you know I'm a huge Pella fan. They just flew us back to their factory. I'm even a bigger fan now.
We were fans before they took us on a private jet and gave us an incredible catered tour of their factory.
To see the culture, to see the people,
those things that go behind it and just the amount of pride that entire company has from the top to the bottom.
And this goes to our culture as well. People always say, well, You support Pella because Pella pays your bills on the radio show. Hey, I'm not going to deny Pella supports this show, but I will tell you this: I was a customer of theirs for 30 years. I've believed in them for a long, long time, and you become a sponsor of this show by invitation only. So that's just the way it works here at Rosie on Us. So I would tell you, get up to Oracle and Ina, get to the Pella showroom, take a really hard look at that fiberglass product. Romy put some in his house. I don't know. And he said, I'm not a fan of vinyl. I'm not a fan of very much vinyl. Pella makes a vinyl that's actually got a skeleton in it that's aluminum, and then it's covered in vinyl. That is, to me,
better.
That's better. That's a lot better. But the problem is these vinyl window manufacturers that have the entire frame made out of vinyl. In our sun belt, the ultraviolet rays has historically degraded the vinyl by baking out the polymer elasticizers to the point that they get chalky, they get brittle, and they start sagging. I know. Every window manufacturer, every vinyl window manufacturer on the planet says, well, that was the old vinyl. That was the old windows. We've got a new formulation, UV protected, this and that. Okay, well, I don't want to be the beta tester on that.
And it's funny.
I'll update my opinion in 5 years.
In a lot of cases still, though, it's still more expensive than a fiberglass or the Pella Pro line with wood. So I don't get it.
Yeah. I'd shop long and hard before I bought a vinyl window of any brand name. There are just other great opportunities.
Yeah, check out the Impervia line, the fiberglass.
There you go.
All right. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.
Next call.
As we bring Nick into the conversation, new from Seattle. Welcome.
Hey.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hey, Nick, very well.
What a great show, man. I was just, I have to tell you, I was driving around and I just ended up catching it. I'm in love. I love it.
What brought you from Seattle?
Well, my father passed away and we're getting ready to sell his house. And my mom's already moved down here and the rest of us are getting ready to move down here as well. So,
welcome to Arizona, my friend.
Thank you so much.
How can we help?
Well, hopefully I can get here. I'm in the process of trying to sell my home in Seattle right now. And I live in a log cabin that was built about 40 years ago. And part of the foundation was put together with chemically treated railroad ties.
Yeah.
And the folks who are interested in buying are getting a VA loan, so they have someone come out and do the inspection on it. And the guy just made a comment that, hey, we may have a problem with these chemically treated railroad ties, and he wouldn't really tell me why. And I haven't been able to find anything on it, but you guys might know.
It's the creosote is how the railroad ties have treated, and the creosote causes some concerns. In your situation, not a lot of concern because they're outside. There isn't any way for that creosote to off gas through the floorboards, build up inside the house. Hopefully it doesn't cause a problem in your sale. I will tell you this. I'm fortunate in that I've been called all over this country to consult with remodeling contractors. I know three great builders and remodelers in Seattle that will give you their names and phone numbers off air. If you need a local person, and you just tell them Rosie gave you your name, and they'll come give you an opinion and visit you for free, okay? I'm not setting you up for some big expensive consulting deal. They'll come look at it for free. So welcome to Arizona. I'm glad you found Rosie on the house. We'll protect you and your family and every housing decision you'll make between now and as long as you're here.
Well, thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it. Yeah, I'd love to get some of those names. And, yeah, thank you guys.
Don't hang up. Our screen caller is going to pick you back up. And
it may be a minute because she's on the line right now and, in fact, didn't even hear what she needs to do.
Man, so. The lines have been ringing off the hook.
Busy day.
And I took that call and didn't have time to talk about the Arizona staycation, which I want to visit. We actually have a staycation winner on the road this weekend. And I want to talk about that because she was very particular about what she wanted and where she wanted to go. And she won it, so we went way out of our way to make sure she got exactly what she wanted. Custom designed Arizona staycation. You can only register to win it at RosieOnTheHouse.com. We'll talk about Rose and her F-150 on the road to the North Country right after this.